More wet weather is in the forecast as another storm is set to come through our area tonight into tomorrow. Conditions will improve as the day moves along tomorrow as drier weather builds in. And then by Wednesday and Thursday, weather conditions are looking generally quiet across the region. There's just a chance of a pop-up shower or storm across the North Country on Wednesday afternoon. So there's some better weather ahead later this week, but first we are dealing with a rather cool day across the region as that storm does draw closer. Temperatures this afternoon are running way below average for this time of year. Now, sometimes it's hard to have perspective on our temperatures when things haven't been especially warm this summer. Our normal high right now is still in the low 80s, so we're way off the mark on the thermometer today. We'll get back closer to that 80 degree mark, though, later on this week. But first things first, and we're tracking a storm that is set to track to our south coming up tonight into tomorrow. That storm will move pretty close to the New York City area after midnight and then track either over Long Island or possibly over coastal Connecticut as we move through the second half of the night. With that storm coming through, of course, we have wet weather in the forecast, so rain is likely at times moving through the night, and there may even be a couple of rumbles of thunder. Into the morning hours tomorrow, the storm is still close enough for some clouds and showers to start off the day, and then that storm will trek off to the east as the day moves along. That will allow for some drier air to filter in from the west, so conditions will turn a little bit brighter as the day moves along tomorrow. Now, I can't rule out another pop-up shower or two tomorrow afternoon, but by and large, it's looking generally dry as we move through the second part of the day. And then on Wednesday, we'll have a quiet day with a blend of sunshine and clouds. A pop-up storm or shower will be possible, especially across the North Country, through the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, into the Greens on Wednesday afternoon. But most of the day is dry, and most of us will miss out on any wet weather. And right now, Thursday is looking to be quiet as well, as our temperatures continue to rebound and bounce back up into at least the low 80s. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy, with periods of rain likely, possible thunder, low in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain early, then increasing sunshine with a small chance of a shower or storm during the afternoon, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy skies with periods of rain likely, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain early, then increasing sunshine with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain likely, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of rain early, then increasing sunshine with a small chance of a shower or storm during the afternoon, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy with periods of rain likely, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain early, then increasing sunshine with a small chance of a shower or storm during the afternoon, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or storm across the north, highs in the 70s to near 80, and on Thursday, partly sunny, high 78 to 84. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.